I'm Jamila Erickson, and this is the Midday Interview. Today, I'm talking with two wonderful women who are part of the American Association of University Women, the AAUW. They have a fundraising luncheon that they do each year. It is coming up on November 8th. It's called Lunch with Carolina Authors. So I welcome in the studio Sandy Apple and Mimi Cunningham. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.
Great. Now, Sandy, you're the chairperson of the event?
I'm afraid so, yes.
I'm afraid so. I love that. And Mimi, are you the one that has to answer to Sandy all the time and she just chases you around and says, get this done?
That's it. I'm introducing the authors.
Oh, good. Okay, great. Let's tell our listeners first, for those that don't know, what is the AAUW, just briefly?
The American Association of University Women is an international organization. Here in the United States, we are all over the United States. We have, and our main focus is education of women and to help with educating women.
Aha. Uh-huh. So when you have a fundraiser like this, you're raising money for scholarships, is that?
We are. We raise money for hopefully two scholarships for women who are graduating from Cape Fear Community College and have received their degree and have been accepted at UNCW.
Oh, I like that.
So, and we try to do non-traditional careers if possible. So this year we have two wonderful women that are have been accepted, and we're kind of following them. They will be at the luncheon.
Good.
And
what non-traditional careers are they going into?
Let's see. One of them is going into chemistry, I believe.
Oh, I love it.
And I'm not sure about the other one.
Yeah.
But nursing.
Good.
Which is traditional, but still at UNCW, they have a wonderful program.
I understand that they do, and Cape Fear Community College has really been building on their nursing program as well. So those credits transfer beautifully now, a nice, mm-hmm. smooth transition. Great. Let's talk about, now this is November 8th that the Lunch with Carolina Authors happens. What day of the week is that?
That's a Saturday.
It is a Saturday, yes. Okay. And the whole event starts at 11 o'clock in the morning. Kind of walk us through the event and tell us what the schedule is like. And then, of course, who are the authors who are being featured?
It starts at 11 at the Warwick Center at UNCW, and the authors will be there signing books. Then at noon we have lunch, and at 12:45 the program starts. And we have a wonderful lineup of authors this year. Every year we do, but I'm very impressed this year. One is Elaine Orr, and she is from Raleigh. She's on the faculty at NC State. She was born in Africa to missionary parents. And she lived in Africa until she came to the United States to go to college when she was about 16.
Oh, how fascinating.
And she has got a lifelong love of Africa and a yearning to go back. Her latest book is called A Different Sun, A Novel of Africa. Mm. And she has also written a fabulous memoir, Gods of Noonday. And she talks about her yearning for Africa in there.
I understand from friends who've gone that it's just one of those places that feels so primordial and so profound, and that if you make a connection with Africa, you have to be there. You have to go again.
And another is Anne Kleinert-Barnhill, whom you have interviewed here.
Yes, yes.
And she has written two books about Tudor England. Her latest is called Queen Elizabeth's Daughter, A Novel of Elizabeth I.
Right.
And what's fascinating about her, well, she's from Supply, but she she has relatives, an ancestor, Margaret Shelton, who was a cousin of Anne Boleyn. And so she...
And was actually like a lady-in-waiting to Anne Boleyn. Yes.
Yes. And Anne said she looks for a nugget of truth, and then she builds her stories around it.
Wonderful.
So she's coming and will be in Tudor dress.
Oh, yes, she does have that. Now, last time I talked to her, she had only a Tudor slip. I hope she's got the whole dress now, so that's something to look forward to. If you're just tuning in, I'm Jamila Erickson talking with Mimi Cunningham, also talking with Sandy Apple about the American Association of University Women, their upcoming Lunch with Carolina Authors on Saturday, November 8th, starting 11 a.m. with book sales and book signings, 12 o'clock lunch, and 12:45 program. The tickets are $30 a person. If you need to get your tickets ahead of time or you just want more information, I'm going to give you this phone number now and later, 910-313-1573. Now, let's talk about the third author, The third, and Sandy, chime in if Mimi's talking too much. Just jump in there.
I'll just tell her. She's doing just fine.
She's great.
The third author is Maylee Chai, who is a new professor in the Department of Creative Writing at UNCW.
Really?
She came here because she was especially interested in the nonfiction aspect, because she writes in both genres. Her story is she is a Chinese American, and when she was growing up, she moved to a farm in South Dakota and found herself the object of much attention and not
bad all of it positive
events,
right.
As a Chinese American. So that is all in her book, her memoir called Hoppa Girl. And then she has been writing some fiction as well. And she's another, like Anne Barnhill said, she has a life experience and turns it either into fiction or writes about it.
Right.
So we're very excited to have her, and her latest book is called Tiger Girl.
How interesting that all three authors have a personal connection to these places and times that they're writing about. And so whether they do it as nonfiction or as fiction, they've got that deep connection with it. Have you been able to read all three of the books, both you and Sandy and me?
No, I've just read Elaine Orr's. Mm-hmm. The other ones, I've read parts of them online, and it was really hard to turn it off.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say a couple things about the luncheon.
Please.
We're going to have a silent auction, and we have some fabulous things. Our chairman, Harvin Quittis, collects these fabulous things. I don't know where she gets them all. And we put them out, and it's part of the fundraiser.
Oh, good. Can you mention a couple just so we can get excited?
Oh, let's see. Well, we have some great hair and nail gift certificates.
Okay.
Beautiful paintings, lovely vases.
Oh, nice.
So
good. So for
You don't have to go around and sign on all of them. You can just put a little ticket in each receptacle of something near where you want to be.
Wonderful. It's the American Association of University Women Lunch with Carolina Authors, Saturday, November 8th at Warwick Center, UNCW. For details, just call 910-313-1573. I'm Jamila Erickson. I've been talking with Mimi Cunningham and Sandy Apple. Thank you for coming in today. Right now on 91.3 HQR News, it's the State of Things from Chapel Hill, and here we have music of Brahms.